This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Expectations are pretty low.
2025, it'll be perfect.
Give us 5 to 7 years. Sounds like a sentence. Give us 5 to 7 years and it'll be great. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us, you can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
So, we started out tonight talking about Renaissance fairs and how thou mightst gettest their sword peacetide.
Peacetide.
Whatever, that's a new term for me. I learned something today.
Me too.
Feel like South Park. You know, I learned something today. Anyway, peacetide. Yeah, that's the vocabulary word for today's edition, Free Talk Live. And then we moved on to this article from RT with one of the more bizarre headlines I've ever read in my life. KFC, sorry, for urging Germans to mark Nazi attacks on Jews with extra cheese.
On their chicken.
On their chicken, yeah. And so apparently, according to KFC, push notifications, this is through the KFC app to phones based in Germany, push notifications are generated semi-automatically based on calendars listing public holidays and commemoration days.
Right.
So this particular day, they're calling it Kristallnacht, which is the 1938 pogrom against Jews.
So I have had a Google Calendar and still use it infrequently.
Yeah.
I have never subscribed to This Week in Nazi History or Today in Nazi History.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay.
Yeah, you would think they wouldn't be celebrating this.
Well, and so I think what happened is, like, I mean, I've seen this happen in tech, right? Tech reads a piece of data, and it just goes, yep, do a thing, right?
Right.
Because that's what it's supposed to do. So instead of limiting their semi-automatic notifications to holidays, they also included commemorative days, which is what this appears to be, a commemorative day, not necessarily a holiday.
Commemoration also sounds like a positive thing.
It does. Right? It does sound like a positive thing.
Yeah. In this, so they go on to say,
especially in Germany. Right, like the restrictions on talking about this stuff is so onerous.
Yeah,
how can you put that on a calendar?
Talk about insensitive, right?
Correct.
But you know, maybe it was like KFC corporate calendar, which is not based in Germany, right?
Okay.
You know,
but so, I think it would be on there.
Well,
I don't know.
There's a lot of things we don't know. What we do know is that in this particular case, the article continues, the KFC internal review process was not properly followed. Oh, you think? You think nobody laid their eyes on it before this thing was sent?
They're like, yeah, give all the Jews extra cheese, and then we'll know who they are.
We understand and respect the seriousness and history of this day, and we remain committed to equality, inclusion, and belonging for all.
Racist.
Yeah.
Kosher fried chicken.
Racist chicken joint. The
that's the other one. Okay.
The text of the push notification, which was sent on the 84th anniversary of Kristallnacht, also known in Germany as, I'm going to butcher this, Reichspongrenacht. That might actually be.
Sounded German.
Yeah. Read, and this is the translation because it was put in German, but the English translation was, remembrance of the Reichspongrenacht, treat yourself with more tender cheese on your crispy chicken, now at KFC cheese.
Yep. Oh, so this is how they were, like, promoting their new cheese?
Their new chicken, crispy chicken sandwich,
like,
apparently.
New at KFC. Cheese.
Yeah.
Celebrating the pogrom of the Jews.
in another push alert sent shortly afterwards, so apparently it didn't take,
take long to figure that one out.
KFC said it, quote, made a mistake, unquote, but screenshots of the earlier promotion had already appeared on social media, sparking the outrage. Wow, just wow, I'm utterly speechless and repulsed, said one person. The head of the pro-Israel legal group International Legal Forum tweeted. His name is Arsen Ostrovsky. Who names our kid Ars? Oh, yeah, R-S-E-N, not O-N. shame on you. Dalia Greenell, the Anti-Defamation League Associate Director of European Affairs, wrote, Kristallnacht, or the Night of Broken Glass, saw thousands of Jewish homes, businesses, and synagogues across Germany targeted and destroyed, leaving more than 90 people dead.
That was just a mistake, too.
It is viewed by many historians as the prelude to the Holocaust.
Extra cheese is not going to fix that.
Yeah. Sorry about the Holocaust, guys. Here's some extra cheese.
I wasn't even sorry about the Holocaust.
No, sorry. Hey, remember when this thing happened and, you know, a bunch of people died and were kidnapped and robbed?
Remembrance of this horrific thing, have some extra cheese.
Yeah.
Maybe they were just counting on, like, Jews not eating KFC.
All right. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm just thinking about the chicken and cheese thing. The French got a sandwich they call cordon bleu, which is chicken and cheese with a slab of ham on it. Very bolting to the Jews.
Yep.
Right? Now, as far as the chalking thing goes, I'm kind of going to create my own segue here because this goes back to the 70s, too. First time I noticed chalking was the meter maids marking the tires.
Yep.
Oh.
Second time was a little later in that decade when I was finally old enough to go to the bar. The cops would come through the bar parking lot and put a couple stripes on your tire. They just had to sit at the crossroads by the street light and watch for somebody to go by with two white stripes on the sidewalk.
I did not know this was a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, because you still got to bust them.
Old school cop warrior stuff. Mark called in about the whole strapping down the swords thing at the Renaissance Fair.
It's called peace tying.
Peace tying. We learned this today. That's our vocabulary word for the day.
Yes. And I agree with you. I like learning something. I feel I've wasted the day if I didn't learn something. But, so anyway, this is back in 72. I didn't even have peach fuzz on my face yet.
All right.
I take my paperboy money and I ride like 4 miles to Kmart. And I just wanted to buy a jackknife, you know, something with like a can opener, maybe a corkscrew if I could afford a fancy one or whatever. They would not sell me a jackknife. But I was able to walk out of there with a machete.
Really?
If I'd had more money, I probably could have got me a nice tomahawk, too.
Wait, you couldn't get a jackknife, but you walked out with a machete. Did you pay for the machete?
Of course.
Good question.
Okay, all right. Just checking. You said you walked out with one. That left some questions in my mind.
I'm wondering what the reasoning is there.
We're back to
guarded tools versus weaponry.
We're back to stupid knife laws. And this is way back in 72 when there wasn't supposed to be stupid knife laws.
Yeah.
I was only 12 years old. They wouldn't sell me a jackknife, but they're going to sell me a damn machete.
You could definitely get a pack of cigarettes, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I could walk to the store when I was 8 with a note and get a cigarette.
And beer.
Well, I never tried that, but...
I know people that used to do. They used to send their kids to the store for cigarettes and beer. They would send a note, and then the kid would come back with the cigarettes and beer. As long as they had the note that said it was for their mom or dad, they were like, sure, whatever, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, I only live like a half a block from the local Big Top, is what they call the store. It looked like a circus tent, which is why it's called the Big Top. But it was pretty cool.
All right, Major. Thanks for the call, man. Butter. Sounds like butter,
potatoes.
Right? It's like James Hetfield. Please pass the butter. Hey. Yoo-hoo. Yeah. So, KFC.
Kosher fried chicken.
Kosher. I just can't believe.
Like, that's really what they should have done.
It's
who's their marketing team? They need to work on this.
Yeah, somebody probably got fired.
Jewish people don't eat cheese. It's ridiculous.
There's a whole bunch of, like, you know, Twitter
commentary.
About this. Yeah, and I'm not going to really read any of it. None of it's very appealing, but... It's our second. second vocabulary word for the night. It means butt ah. Butt ah. Coming up on Free Talk Live, more of your calls and thoughts.
Please.
Plus, why did the Chinese man stuff his chicken with gold?
To get to the other side.
We'll find out coming up
on the border.
It's Free Talk Live.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And who I'm the captain.
I'm Nikki.
And Richie Rich, the supergroup known as
the Sunday Night Edition
of Free Talk Live.
What's the telephone number?
603-283-6160.
Well said. You said it with, like, oomph.
She knew it this time.
Yeah.
I did. I've known it all along.
That's true. I think both y'all have heard me say it a lot, you know, enough at that time that you're like, okay, I know it.
It takes a minute to trigger, though.
I'll literally be, like, driving in my car, and my brain's like, 603-283-6160. And I'm like, I can't call Free Talk Live right now. It's, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Have you ever, like, been, like, trying to write down, like, your own 603 phone number? And like,
I don't have a 603 phone number. Yeah,
I did for a while.
I know Aria almost gave out her number on the show before.
If you're too tired or something, you're like... Either way, you're either going to give out the wrong number on the show, or you're going to put down the show's number on, like something you're trying to fill out.
Give me a call on my personal line.
I leave a lot of messages for work, and so I have to be very... There's so many 603 numbers in my head that I have to get the right one, like, in the message, that even though I know it, right, there's a little note for me to look down and see it, so I know... Don't brain freeze into something else.
We're still going to talk about gold-stuffed Chinese chicken. But first, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We've got Greg in New York, who's probably going to talk about cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Oh, what a week to talk about that.
It's been a heck of a week, huh, Greg?
I have to say, you guys make chicken sound very exciting, though.
Well, hopefully you continue listening after your call.
So crypto, my co-founder sent me a video that I watched of Sam Bankman-Fried 5 months ago giving some interview, and he literally describes very cynically all the meme coins. Like, basically, he says they're all Ponzi schemes. Like, he literally goes through and he's like, there's a box and it does nothing. But, you know, the market cap is maybe $20 million.
And I saw this interview.
Discover the box.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, but here's the thing, right? How is he not describing all cryptocurrency?
Well, to me, it doesn't matter if it's a cryptocurrency or a penny stock or whatever form it takes, right? The key is that does it have utility? Mm-hmm. Meaning, there's a very specific meaning, which is that if a customer gets something of value that they don't want to refund, right?
Right.
Then you could say that's utility. Like if I got KFC chicken and I ate it, right? Then I can't go back and say, I want to regurgitate the chicken, give it back to you, and get my money back. So, but the way that normally the transactions happen is I can buy it and then I can sell it for just as much, minus sometimes they have taxes and a little friction on there, but mostly just as easily as it goes up, it can just come down, and there's literally nothing at the end. So all the money comes from the people who come in at the end and buy the top. And those are the people left holding the bag all the way down.
Right. Well, but there are people that make that same claim about Bitcoin, right? The only way, and you know, recently the NFT phenomenon, right? The only way you make money with Bitcoin is if you bought low and sell it to some sucker later for a lot more than you paid for it. Like, the utility is using it as money, right? That's how we find value in cryptocurrency. And the truth is, you could theoretically do that with any other, meme coin, for lack of a better term, anything, right? You launch the token or the coin, right, and people trade it amongst themselves, right? Some guy buys, you know, two pizzas for, you know, 100,000 FTT tokens, and all of a sudden that thing has value. Is it $20 million? Who knows? But he's not necessarily wrong that the value is derived from the people trading it.
I like the idea of a decentralized money supply, right? I think that Bitcoin was supposed to be that, and the Satoshi white paper was titled Bitcoin, a peer-to-peer cash system.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I don't think even like the staunchest Bitcoin maximalist would claim that Bitcoin is a very good peer-to-peer cash system that people use in their everyday life.
Not anymore, because it failed to scale to that as the price went up.
But it will be with Lightning. Sorry. I had a hard time saying that with a straight face.
Well, okay, but if you trade in Bitcoin, yep, right, on the Lightning Network, the transaction fees are relatively low, and it makes it more like it was before.
That's true, and I don't count the Lightning Network out. But I will say, I mean, this is why, like, I started Intracoin, you know, at this point 4 years ago, because first of all, I didn't want there to be one coin for the whole world. You know, I think communities should each have their own decision-making of what they want to do with their coin.
Yeah, there should be a market for it. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's also an old XKCD comic joke, right? There's 15 coins. You know, they're all doing different. There should be one coin to, like, rule them all, and all of a sudden there's 16 competing coins. Someone introduced something new that they said did something ever so slightly different from everything else.
Exactly. No, I think, but the main thing and why, you know, Intercoin has taken this long also, and why we didn't raise like $100 million in some kind of thing, we have to be very careful. One of the things, it takes time to build a product. And when you build the product, then you need to get customers. And then, you know, you need to get adoption and mass market. That's how Amazon makes money. So the reason that people, that stocks are worth anything, and I'm saying stocks, like in the public stock market, is that the companies serve the public. They actually make things that people want. And the people, guess what? They don't refund 100% of their money all the time.
Right.
So that's where the money comes from. And I think every project in the end, look, it's fine to fail. It's fine if, like, you know, you invest in some NFT project that gives you access to a gym membership, and then they never build the gym, or the gym fails, nobody wants the gym. Fine, at least you tried. But, you know, if you don't even try, then it's fine. But it's just a zero-sum game, and someone will be left holding the dice.
So for most of the meme coins, what's the product? Right? If I'm buying stock in a company through their token, right, what's the product or service that they're offering above and beyond just another cryptocurrency acting as money?
If it was completely unauthorized, you know, stock, like if somebody made up Apple shares weren't real, and they put it on exchange, then, yeah, that would be very dubious. But the actual Apple shares, presumably, you could get dividends from Apple. You could cash them in. Only the whales. The whales are the ones that really matter.
I get that for the stock market. I'm saying crypto. Like, if someone launches a new crypto token or cryptocurrency or crypto coin, right, and puts it out on the exchanges, what's the product or service behind that which is going to entice people to invest in those tokens?
Well, I'll tell you if you bring me back.
All right, stand by, Greg. Stand by. 603-283-6160. Talking about the use, the utility, and the value in cryptocurrency and how that comes to be. More Free Talk Live is next. More of your calls and thoughts coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
Tony Marusso reporting. Six people were killed, 81 others wounded on Sunday when an explosion rocked a busy pedestrian street in central Istanbul in what Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan called a bomb attack that smells like terrorism. Hundreds of people fled the historic Istiklal Avenue. Hundreds of people fled the historic Istiklal Avenue after the blast as ambulances and police raced in. The area in the Beyoğlu district of Turkey's largest city had been crowded as usual at the weekend with shoppers, tourists, and families. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky on Sunday accused Russian soldiers of committing war crimes and killing civilians in Kherson, parts of which were retaken by Ukraine's army last week after Russia pulled out. Investigators have already documented more than 400 Russian war crimes. Bodies of dead civilians and servicemen have been found, Zelensky said in his nightly video address. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
I SERPed, you SERPed, we all SERPed for you SERP.
Nikki jumped the gun before she was unmuted.
I was unclear with my pointing as to whose turn it was. I'd forgotten. So I let you two decide, and well, I guess Richie Rich won. Even though Nikki kind of tried to, I just hadn't.
I tried to snag it from him, but I was gonna
let her have it, but when I glanced over, she was already giggling at the lack of audio coming.
I hadn't yet unmuted the mics when she piped.
And
in.
I did do it the last time, so
you got to wait.
He is the rightful owner.
All right.
Well, you weren't. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It is Free Talk Live. Who are these babbling people behind these microphones?
You've got to be more animated with the unmute.
Yeah. Well, these babbling people are...
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And I am the captain. We were talking to...
Richie Rich.
Greg in New York as I suffer an on-the-job injury.
Workers' comp.
Greg, you're back on Free Talk Live. We were talking about... you and Richie Rich were having a conversation about cryptocurrency value and how their utility is, or how it comes into existence.
Yep. So,
well, I was saying to Richie Rich during the break that, in my opinion, the value, I don't know if this equates utility, but the value of Bitcoin has always been trust.
Yeah, but that is true for... even fiat currencies issued by nation states.
Well, right. That's why people use fiat currencies, is because they have to trust the centralized Federal Reserve in our case.
Well, they're forced to.
They're forced to. They have no choice. Whereas cryptocurrency decentralizes that, as long as the cryptocurrency is truly decentralized.
Sure.
And it eliminates your dependency on a monolithic government structure or government-backed structure for the trust. It replaces that with decentralized trust. And so to me, that's where the value comes from.
Exactly. I think Intercoin was started with that same ethos. It's just that, you know, you want to have the currency have mainstream adoption. So, you know, you look at Bitcoin or even Ethereum tokens, like take all Ethereum tokens combined, right? And you go out and you look in the world, like how many people are using them in everyday life versus how many people are using WeChat in China to pay for, you know, goods and services, right? It's like millions of merchants. So, in that same time that crypto's been around, right, WeChat has taken over commerce in China. There's other apps like Alibaba, Alipay, and there's a lot of, you know, PayPal, whatever. Venmo. My point is that it's possible to create a very well-adopted payment system. The question is what's backing it. And, you know, most of these are centralized and backed by the fiat, and they're working with the government like WeChat's working with the Chinese government, right? So Intercoin was sort of like, hey, let's make a decentralized version of that. And look, Bitcoin or any other crypto can do the same thing. People can decide to start accepting payments in that currency, right?
Right.
It's just that Bitcoin can't scale very well, but maybe they'll make some layer twos that, you know, nominated in Bitcoin. But for whatever reason, right, it's been 10 years and Bitcoin hasn't become a peer-to-peer cash system. So, you know, it basically is just there like a commodity.
But any place that accepts cryptocurrency for trade of, you know, products or services takes Bitcoin first or also takes Bitcoin.
Yeah, usually that's the start.
Right.
Also, too, I think as far as cryptocurrency is concerned, I think the reason that there isn't more adoption is because we're still so early in the space. I know it's been a decade, but apparently people don't move that fast. And why is that? It's because the UIs still suck.
And I don't even want wide adoption, right? The promise that they gave us, Bitcoin gave us early on, was like, this gets you out of the Federal Reserve System. This is internet anarchist money.
Yes.
Sold.
Yep.
Where can I get some? Wire some money to Europe.
Yep.
Okay, that's a little bit more difficult than I wanted. But still, that was the promise. So I don't want it to be on exchanges. I don't want those exchanges tied to the federal government banking system, the Federal Reserve System. I don't want it insured by the FDIC, right? I want it as decentralized as you can possibly get it, where I'm just trading amongst my peers with magic internet money.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. I will not lose sleep at night if there isn't wide adoption of cryptocurrency. I think more people should be using it, but I hate using the word normies, but I'm going to because it's the easiest way to describe this type of people. But if the normies don't want to use crypto and, you know, gold and silver and they want to keep using crap government money, then that's on them. Like, that doesn't affect me in our movement, as far as I'm concerned.
Like, as a technology person, I've been, you know, working in technology for like 22-25 years, something like that. I've been, you know, doing, you know, tech support of one flavor or another. One of the things that excites me about, I'm going to call it the blockchain because, like, Bitcoin is just the first thing that, you know, the killer app, if you will, about blockchain technology. The thing that excites me as an anarchist about blockchain technology is that it has the power to replace the bureaucracy of government.
Sure.
And so that's what I'm excited about. Like, in addition to being able to, you know, develop magic internet money of whatever flavor you want, it also has the ability to replace bureaucracy and thus reduce governments to either nothing or force them into becoming competing service agencies, which then just makes them a market entity, which is what we all want anyway.
Right. But when Sam Bankman-Fried comes out and says, like, you know, we have this empty box and we're going to stake it with token and the token's going to be worth $20 million. He's not necessarily wrong. in the current space, right? There's no product or service behind most of the meme coins. So you introduce one off some because he's like the man or whatever off whatever exchange that he's built. There's that level of trust. It goes, well, I'm issuing this token, you know, puts it out in the open market. It could very well easily be bought up to $20 million. Greg?
Yeah. Like everything you all have said is right. And by the way, when I say the mainstream adoption, I don't mean giant centralized exchanges or states and governments and big tech adopting it. Not at all. I think it should be we the people, right? Bottom up.
Grassroots.
Yeah, but I don't care if my parents or my grandparents use it.
No, but this is the thing. It still needs to be mainstream adopted, meaning on Main Street, we have to actually use it. And this is what I'm trying to say. There's a token that's started by Company X, and it's a utility token for their thing, okay? And they issue it and whatever. They have some issuance schedule that, you know, every 10 minutes a little bit comes up. Fine. There's nothing stopping other people from taking that currency and using it. The one with the most adoption is, to me, the more important thing. So Intercoin, like the stated goal is like to be the most adopted, like, payment system, crypto payment system in the world. And the whole point is if you're going to make such a system, it's got to be decentralized, meaning if you have a community and it issues a currency, let's say it's a city or it's Free Talk Live itself, right, the community, whatever, your coin, you should not be, like, it should be hard for a bank like Goldman Sachs or Sam Bankman-Fried or CZ from Binance to amass so much of your currency, of your community, that he could push you around and say, oh, it would be a real shame if we dumped your currency and hurt your community. But that's what Goldman Sachs did with bread. They cornered the market in bread and all these things. So one of the big things.
In fairness, then, that's kind of what Binance did to Sam Bankman-Fried.
Exactly. Exactly. And so their feud on Twitter led to, that's crazy, right? Implosion of FTX and all the investors' money.
Hey, Greg, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. Feel free to call back any other night. We love hearing from you and getting more educated on crypto from your perspective. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We got more of your calls and thoughts. Plus, we're going to talk about this Chinese chicken stuffed with gold.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins,
furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Says of zero fanfare. Did you just snort?
No, it was my snoring.
Oh, I thought you were
pig noises.
No cops allowed. 603-283-6160. I don't know why I'm talking like this suddenly.
Okay, Captain Kirk.
But it is Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. Yes, you can talk about anything we've been talking about, or you can bring up another subject. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Thanks, man.
Put an end to this nonsense.
Let's just go to the phones. We've got Jerome calling from South Carolina. Jerome, something is on your mind. What is it?
Crypto is the biggest scam since that woman that got convicted for this company she ran where they could do like blood tests and tell you all about.
Oh, yep, Elizabeth, something or other.
I disagree. Not with your statement specifically, even though I kind of do. But if it were the biggest scam, it would be the biggest scam since the current biggest scam that everybody continues to fall for, and that is government.
Oh, yeah. Donald John Trump, the man who says, if they win, I get all the credit, but if they lose, I don't take any blame.
That's every politician.
That's why I'm not a Republican.
That's every politician.
Jerome, I have a question for you. Do you trust the U.S. dollar?
Yes, Tricky Nikki.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I trust him more than any doggone cryptocurrency.
Why?
You know what? Brady and his ex-old lady, they want to know, where's our $650 million
we can't
find? Huh?
Why do you even pay attention to famous people? They have no impact on your life.
Where is Brady, Mr. Smart Businessman, Hall of Famer?
Dude, Mike Brady retired a long time ago.
Tom Brady.
You know what I want to know? Where? So we've had so much inflation recently. The U.S. dollar's value is plummeting, and people want to talk about crypto. Oh, Bitcoin is low. It's losing its value. The U.S. dollar is losing its value, and you can choose to participate in cryptocurrency or to not participate in cryptocurrency.
Yep.
You can learn about it and take that risk or not. But the U.S. dollar is being forced upon us, and we don't have the choice to use it or not. We're essentially being forced to use it. So when that loses value, you're just essentially screwed.
And let him be, because he just said, I choose not to. Right? Fine.
Well, what about, I'm getting screwed too. I don't want to get screwed.
Where is Sam Bankman-Fried? Because the government, G-U-V-M-E-N-T, is looking for him. Where is he? And he transferred a whole pile of money.
Sam Bankman-Fried.
Bankman-Fried. That's the guy that runs it. Oh, did you hear about the Miami Heat basketball team? They had their arena renamed after him. The FTX is a sponsor.
Yeah, we talked about that here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, now they got to drop him because he's a con artist.
Yes, he is. He absolutely is. What's your point?
Where is Tom Brady and his ex-old lady money? They're going to lose $650 million.
That sucks.
Okay.
I mean, people lose that in USD, too. You can get scammed in any form of currency.
Right. I don't think anyone here is claiming that cryptocurrency is risk-free.
I've never said that. Yeah.
Right. So they took a risk. They made an investment in a terrible product or a terrible token or a terrible cryptocurrency, and they lost money. Like, that's part of the game when you start day trading in altcoins.
Well, and nothing is risk-free. Like, I can't even get in my car and go to work risk-free. Yeah. You know?
I can't talk about freedom on a nationally syndicated radio show without risk.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we can't sit here in the studio without risk that it's going to be raided again.
So if you're concerned about Tom Brady's money, it's gone.
No, and he's still fine. He's still
stolen
rich.
And gone.
Tom Brady and his ex-old lady's money.
Whatever.
Hey, I saw
both
a story about crypto on 60 Minutes a couple of months ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Under no circumstances would I ever put money in a bunch of garbage like that.
Okay. And I was saying this last segment, too. I'm going to lose no sleep if people don't want to invest in crypto. That's totally cool.
Yeah, that's the thing about an emerging market, which is what cryptocurrency is. And if you take a look at when any other thing that didn't exist before comes into existence, that's called an emerging market. So, I don't know, take television, for example, right? When the first televisions came out, there was risk. You didn't know if you were buying a good television set, a bad television set, if something was going to come out tomorrow that had more features or more channels available than the one that you bought today. You didn't know if you were going to overpay by 20 times over what your neighbor paid. So this is what happens in emerging markets. Cryptocurrency is still an emerging market, and what we're seeing is the exact same thing we see in any other emerging market, and that is there's going to be some con men who are going to con some people. So,
and we are not going to call for government regulation to interfere with that.
Right.
No, thanks.
You know what crypto reminds me of? When you watch Let's Make a Deal and they have the Zonk, I say, oh, yeah, I'm not investing in that mess.
No, actually, what crypto is more reminiscent of is a technology that we have all come to know and use, including you, Jerome, and that is the Internet. The Internet is a closer thing to cryptocurrency than anything else.
You know, I have never once looked at crypto as an investment.
Oh, you're missing out.
I just, you know, I use it as currency. I hold on to it. I'm not interested in getting rich off of crypto. It's more, I have crypto for the potential and for the possibilities of it.
But also,
for the technology.
But even in doing so, because you don't want to be using U.S. dollars.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially because I don't want to be using U.S.
It's
dollars.
It's a more morally acceptable choice than government money.
Hey, can I tell Nikki something?
Sure. I don't know, can you?
Nikki, I don't know you from nobody, but I wouldn't even invest millions in that man. You know that? I like you that much. I would never do that to you.
Yeah.
Nikki. In spite of the fact you You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't lose any sleep. You wouldn't have to worry about losing any sleep over me doing that because Jerome don't play that investment scam stuff.
If my crypto wallet was emptied tomorrow, I wouldn't, you know, I'd be like, oh, that sucks, but...
Oh, no, I'd be pissed.
The way I've gotten crypto historically is, you know, selling goods and services.
Earn it.
I've earned it, so, you know, just...
It's my crypto and I'll cry if I want to.
Except I'm not crying.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm the Bitcoin maximalist around here, even though I have other coins.
Yeah.
And for me, they go like, well, the price is going up.
Jerome, hang on.
The price is going up. What should I do? I'm like, buy Bitcoin. I'm like, oh, my God, the price is crashing. What should I do? I'm like,
thanks for the call, Jerome.
Buy Bitcoin. Right? For me, the utility works as an investment, but also because it's traded and used for, you know, transactional goods and services. Yeah. That's the long-term potential. Right? It's introductory phase, like all the other meme coins,
yeah,
where it's just, hey, we got this token and we're going to be, you know, mining more of it.
Yeah.
Right? It's the use case has been demonstrated in Bitcoin.
Yes.
From the moment that dude bought his pizzas.
Right.
With it, that was the example that go like, whoa, this could actually work. Right? And then it did.
Yeah.
And so everything else that's come along has tried to mimic that or scam people.
Right.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the scams outweigh the good stuff.
Yeah, it's not the first one either. What was the old school one? The OneCoin? Remember that?
I do not remember OneCoin.
It was a big-time scam. It was people, you know, lavishly throwing parties for their investors and then making off with all the money. And, and there's books been written about the lady who's still, like, on the lam somehow. She escaped with a bunch of money and that kind of thing. So
Terra Luna from a couple of months ago?
Yeah. But, I mean, the same thing can be said about anything, right? Like, you look at some of, like, these multi-level marketing places, right? They've scammed some big bucks out of people using regular government money. So, like, just because the form of money has been used doesn't mean that the form of money itself is faulty. It means that people are faulty by falling for scams.
The con game existed prior to cryptocurrency. Right. Crypto is just a way to use the con game going forward.
What cryptocurrency is, however, in my opinion, is a life-changing technology. I equate it with the telegraph, the telephone, the cell phone, the pager, the television, cable TV, the internet, you name it. It's just the next one in line, and there's going to be something that comes next. What is it? I don't know.
U.S. dollar digital currency. What is it? USDC?
That won't be a life-changing technology. No thanks.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to get around to talking about this Chinese gold stuffed chicken and perhaps something about toads.
Toads?
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.